真系嘅，耶和华阿爸天父，
Our dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh,
实在感谢你对我哋嘅爱。
we truly want to thank you for your love for us.
呢份爱系好高好深嘅。
Your love for us is deep and beyond our grasp.
甚至唔可以用言语去形容出嚟。
That we can really describe it by our words.
主啊，求你都去亲自开我哋嘅眼睛，
We pray that you will open our eyes.
藉住你嘅话语，我哋明白得到你嘅心意。
We pray that through your words, you will help us to know your will.
唔单单系自己去享受你对我哋呢份嘅爱，
Not just to enjoy the love you have for us,
更加系将呢份爱带到俾身边嘅人。
but more, help us to, also bring your love to those around us.
求你帮助我哋，喺今日嘅信息入边，去明白你想我哋达到嘅目标。
We pray that through the sermon today, you help us to understand, the goal you want us to attain.
以至于我哋都可以讨你嘅喜悦。
So we may be pleasing in your sight.
简单完全嘅祷告，都系为咗荣耀神你嘅名义祈求。
So we pray this for your glory's sake.
阿门。
Amen.
好，咁啊，今日我会用广东话嘅，系。
So today I will preach in Cantonese.
咁我哋今日会睇提摩太前书1章5至7节啦。
So today we'll be looking at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 to 7.
咁开始之前咧，就想同大家分享一条影片咁样。
I would like to share with you a clip to start today's sermon.
好，咁头先嗰个老板娘啦，系喺度即系压榨啲穷人啦。
So, the lady seems to be oppressing the poor just now.
有冇人睇过条片噶？
So, have anyone seen this clip?
你都睇过，唔好剧透住啊！
So, don't spoil the ending.
我哋之后再睇下嗰个老板娘个结局系点样。
So, later on, we'll see how her story ends.
好，咁我哋翻到今日嘅经文啦。
So, let us turn to today's passage.
咁我为大家用中文读啦。
So, let me read to you in Chinese.
提摩太前书1章5至7节，但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。有些人偏离这些，反去讲虚浮的话，想要作教法师，却不明白自己所说的、所论定的。
So, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions.
咁上一次咧，我哋就講到使徒保羅啦，提醒提摩太，佢領受嘅教導咧係嚟自主耶穌基督嘅。
So last time we talked about how Apostle Paul reminded Timothy that the teaching he had received came from the Lord Jesus.
咁而且面對嗰啲假教師嘅教導咧，提摩太係有權柄同埋有責任咧去糾正，同埋嘱咐嗰幾個人咧唔可以再傳播呢啲似是而非嘅思想啦。
And in the face of the false teaching from the false teachers, Timothy also had authority and responsibility to correct them and to instruct those people not to continue spreading these misleading ideas.
咁喺唔同嘅群體啦，我哋對於一啲唔合宜嘅行為啦，或者心態啦，咁特別係啲在上者咧，都或者較有權柄嘅人咧，通常都會俾啲指引嘅，係咪？
So, in any group, when there is inappropriate behavior or attitudes, especially from those in authority, people with greater authority usually give guidance. So,
甚至咧會命令佢哋啦，咁啊為咗糾正啦佢哋嘅行為啦。就防止啲人咧繼續向住一個唔啱嘅方向去行嘅。
and they may even issue commands and corrections to prevent people from continuing down an improper path.
咁大家可以諗下啦，我哋有冇試過俾人糾正思想或者行為嘅經驗呢？
Have we ever experienced being corrected by others in our thoughts or behaviors?
咁相信一定有啦，係咪？咁由細到大，我哋屋企啦、父母都糾正我哋嘅。
I believe we certainly have. From childhood, our parents corrected us in the family.
咁翻學嘅時候咧，老師又會去糾正我哋啦。
And at school, our teachers will also correct us.
咁畢咗業啦，出到嚟做嘢咧，上司同老闆咧都係會糾正我哋嘅。
And after graduations in workplace, supervisors and bosses correct us.
咁天父咧藉住佢嘅仆人啦，又想糾正教會嘅方向同埋嗰個目標係乜嘢咧？
So, what is the Heavenly Father through His servants wants to correct regarding the church's direction and goals?
好，咁咧係啦。咁咧，提摩太前書一章五節咧，就講到啦，使徒保羅咧喺提到提摩太要祝福嗰啲人之後咧，就即刻講呢、這個係啦，提摩太前書一章五節。
And after telling Timothy to instruct those people, In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, Paul says,
咁其實咧就係、是、即刻提醒提摩太咧，就話呢啲即係之前講嗰啲祝福啦，嗰啲命令啦。嘅總歸咧，就係、是、英文翻譯咧，就係、是、個 aim 啦。
Apostle Paul immediately reminds Timothy about the aim or the goal of these instructions.
係啦，即係個目標啦，其實就係愛啦，係咪？
And yeah, the aim is love.
咁所以我哋首先了解一下咧，究竟神想要我哋達到嗰個終點啦，即係嗰份愛啦。
So let us first understand the goal which God wants us to attain to, which is love.
咁经文呢度咧就讲到咧呢份爱咧系源自于纯洁嘅心啦，无愧嘅良心啦，同埋无伪嘅信心嘅。
So the passage tells us this love comes from a pure heart. A good conscience and a sincere faith.
系啦，咁纯洁嘅心即系咩咧？
So, what is a pure heart?
咁啦，系啦，英文就系 pure 啦，咁样就系完全唔掺杂嘅。
So, the English word pure means complete and unmixed.
系啦，咁我哋可以睇下雅各书一章27节啊。
So, let us take a look at James chapter 1, verse 27.
在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
So James chapter 1 verse 27 says, Pure and undefiled religion before God our Father is to care for orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world.
系啦，咁呢度就讲到清洁啦，没有玷污啦，
Pure here means clean, undefiled
同埋即系不沾染世俗啦，咁样。
and uncontaminated by the world.
咁我哋咧有冇俾世俗沾染到咧？
Have we been contaminated by the world?
我哋心入边咧有冇啲价值观咧系同主耶稣基督嘅教导咧系相违背嘅思想咧？
So in our hearts and in our value systems, are there any thoughts or thinkings that go against the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ?
咁咧，呢啲思想咧就唔一定系啲好邪恶嘅思想嚟嘅。
So these thoughts may not necessarily be evil.
咁唔需要系啲损人利己嘅嘢啦，咁样。
They do not have to be selfish in the sense of harming others.
咁举个例子就系人际关系啦。
For example, interpersonal relationships.
咁我哋即系嘅人，世界教我哋嘅人际关系就系交换主导嘅。
The world's theory of relationship is often based on exchange.
咁我哋即系当中应该好多人都听过你敬我一尺，我敬你一丈。
So maybe you have heard this saying before, you treat me well, and I will treat you even better.
系啦，咁咧，当我哋建立嘅关系嘅时候，好自然都会用到呢啲原则，系咪？
When we build relationships, we naturally tend to use these principles.
同埋我哋都系相对被动嘅，
And we often are in the passive position.
系咪啊？咁喺新嘅关系建立嘅时候咧？我哋傾向咧，都係慢慢一啲一啲試水温咁樣。
When we build up new relationships, we tend to test the waters slowly and gradually.
咁咧，其中一方咧就會 向另外一方示好啦。
If one side show kindness to the other,
咁如果对方咧个反应咧系正面嘅，
and if the other responds positively,
咁我哋又会俾多啲啦，系咪？
then we are willing to give a little more.
咁嗱，如果对方嘅回应咧系令我受伤害嘅，
But if others' response causes hurt,
咁我就好自然就抽离呢段关系啦。
we quickly would withdraw from the relationship.
咁就同自己讲，咁人夹人缘冇所谓啦。
And we will say to ourselves, a good fit between people cannot be forced.
咁啊，都勉強唔嚟嘅咁樣，啊，咁但係我想強調嘅咧係，其實呢啲咧都唔一定係錯嘅。
I must emphasize that these things may not necessarily be wrong.
咁冇害人啦，係咪？又保護咗自己。
Yeah, they do not harm others and they do protect ourselves.
但係咁樣咧就唔係完全符合主耶穌教導我哋啦，要學愛仇敵啦，學習去為別人嘅益處咧。去放低自己嘅利益同埋情緒啦。
But they are not fully in line with what the Lord Jesus teaches us to learn to love our enemies. To learn to seek to do good to others.
咁我哋心入边谂嘅所怀嘅心思啦，系咪俾世俗沾染咗嘅咧？
Our thoughts we hold free from worldly contamination.
定系完全圣洁嘅咧？
Is it completely holy?
喺生活上面咧，我哋遇到唔同嘅事情啦，我哋系会完全咁样用主耶稣基督嘅教导去理解啊。
So in our everyday life, when we encounter different matters. Are we responding to them with the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ?
定系我哋会选择性嘅部分咧，我哋就用世界嘅道理去理解咧。
Or are we only partially obeying Jesus' teaching and treating other parts with worldly ways?
咁之後講到無愧嘅良心啦，咁又係咩意思咧？
And let us continue to take a look at the part about good conscience, what does it mean?
咁良心啦，就係好似羅馬書2:15所講啦。
So conscience, as described in Romans chapter 2, verse 15,
係啦，呢度咧就講到是非之心啦，係咪？
it refers to the inner sense of what is good or wrong.
咁即系咧，能够分辨好坏嘅感知啦。
The ability to discern good and evil.
咁无愧咧，其实就系好同埋善良嘅意思嘅。
So the word good refers to being good and virtuous.
咁所以无愧嘅良心咧，就系话我哋总系会选择去做好同埋善良嘅事啦。
Therefore, a good conscience refers to consistently choosing what is right.
咁啊，苦心自問嘅時候咧，你完全唔會覺得有罪疚感嘅。
Such that when we examine ourselves inwardly, there is no guilt at all.
咁你唔會有一絲咧覺得我明知不可為而為之嘅感覺嘅。
No sense of knowing doing what ought not to be done.
咁當然啦，講到良心咧，每個人嘅良心嘅敏感狀態都唔一樣，係咪？
Of course, when it comes to conscience, each person's level of sensitivity is different.
咁有啲人可能係好敏感個良心嘅提醒嘅，每件事咧都好小心唔去犯罪嘅。
Some people are more sensitive to the prompting of their conscience, and they are careful in all things to avoid sin.
咁但係有啲人咧就係反而會一而再、再而三咁樣咧去拒絕個良心嘅提醒嘅喎。
Others, however, repeatedly reject the warnings of their conscience.
咁慢慢咧就會變到喪盡天良啦，個良心就變到好麻木啦。
And they gradually become utterly, the conscience becomes utterly hardened, reaching to a point that their conscience is numb.
咁個標準喺邊度咧？
So, where can we find the standard?
咁咧，其實喺原文咧入邊咧，良心呢個字咧係有明瞭啦、察覺同埋領會嘅意思嘅。
In the original Greek language, the root meaning of the word conscience includes understanding, awareness, and perception.
咁所以其實我哋咧，除咗做嘢嘅時候要問自己個良心之外咧，
So, when we often examine ourselves when we are in our everyday life,
系啦，都要好似罗马书12:2咁讲到啦。
so let us also follow the guidance from Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
咁我哋不如一齐用英文读啦。
So let us read together in English, Romans chapter 12, verse 2. 1, 2, 3. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
咁咧意味住咧，其實我哋要不停透過神嘅話語啦，去明白神嘅心意。
This means we must continually come to know God's will through His Word.
咁更加重要咧，就係我哋要依靠聖靈啦，更新我哋嘅心思意念啦。
More importantly, we must rely on the Holy Spirit to renew our minds.
咁等我哋喺日常生活嗰度咧，就可以跟隨神嘅帶領啦。
So in our daily life, we may follow God's leading.
實際咁樣去活出真理啦，
Yeah, to live out the truth. Yeah, in our lives.
咁然後當我哋喺個生活入邊經歷到一次又一次嘅得勝咧，我哋就更加能夠清楚分辨同埋察覺到咧，乜嘢係神眼中看為良善良啦、純全啦、可喜悅嘅標準啦。
As we experience victory again and again in our lives, we will discern more clearly and perceive what is good, perfect, and pleasing in God's eyes.
跟住我哋就用呢一啲標準咧，係成為我哋生活嘅指引啦。
And this becomes our guide and standard of living.
咁呢個係一個過程嚟嘅。
And it is a process.
咁我哋需要喺神面前咧，持續不斷咁樣反省自己嘅行為啦，同埋心態啦。
We need to come before God continually to reflect on our actions and attitudes.
睇下係咪咧，符合即係天父咧喺佢話語中嘅教導嗰個準則嘅。
To see if they are aligned with the standards taught by our Heavenly Father in His Word.
咁所以我哋千祈咧就唔好觉得哦，我心安理得，我苦心自问冇问题。
So we must never be complacent, yeah, to think we are all right.
咁然后你就话哦，咁我停止追求成长啦，冇所谓啦咁样。
And stop pursuing spiritual growth.
咁但系反而我哋咧系要经常咧透过即系求神帮我哋啦，将个良心嗰个敏感度咧提升啦，到同佢个真理对齐。
Instead, we should constantly ask God to help us to increase the sensitivity of our conscience.
咁先會變到完全嘅良善啦。
And that it is fully aligned with His truth, becoming completely good.
咁舉個例子啦，當我啱啱信主嘅時候咧，我係好中意攞朋友嘅一啲痛處啦，同埋不幸嘅遭遇咧，去取笑佢哋嘅。
Let me give you an illustration. When I first became a believer, I often jokes about friends' weaknesses and misfortunes.
系啦，咁我相信，即系觉得咁样咧，就觉得系好朋友先会咁做噶嘛，系咪？
I'm thinking this is a way of expressing closeness in friendship.
咁但系后嚟咧，神就好明确咁样用箴言17:5啦。
But later on, God clearly reminded me through Proverbs chapter 17, verse 5.
咁我哋一齐用中文读啦。
So let us read together in Chinese.
嬉笑穷人的是欲做他的主，幸灾乐祸的必不免受罚，咁神就用经文提醒我，哦，咁样系唔啱噶喎。
So at that time, God reminded me through this verse that this kind of joking is not good.
咁好似头先讲都系个过程啦，系咪？
And as I mentioned, it is a process.
咁所以咧，之后咧，每一次我都有呢个坏习惯嘅时候咧，继续去取笑朋友嘅时候咧，咁圣灵都会去责备我咯。
So during this process, when I was not careful again, I was joking, laughing at my friends, and the Holy Spirit will convict my heart.
咁然後我就慢慢一步一步咁改咗呢個壞習慣啦。
And step by step, I was changed by God.
係啦，咁所以啦，頭先講到啦，純潔嘅心啦，無愧嘅良心啦，再加埋我哋之前睇過嘅無畏嘅信心咧，即係無畏嘅信心。上次講就係話嗰個表裏完全一致啦。
So a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith, which we previously considered together, describing a complete internal and external behavior.
就唔系扮出嚟嘅嗰个信心啦。
And the faith is not pretended.
咁所以保罗呢度咧就提到啦，呢三个构成爱心嘅重要因素啦。
So these three elements Paul identifies as essential to love.
咁个共通点咧，呢三样嘢嘅共通点咧，都系完全啦。
And what these three have in common is totality.
咁神系想我哋成为完全纯洁啦，完全嘅良善啦，同埋完全嘅真诚嘅。
So God desires to become completely pure, completely good, and completely sincere.
好，咁咧，所以其实咧，使徒保罗咧强调提摩太啦嘅嘱咐啦，纠正别人嘅时候咧，个目标咧就系要令到对方咧系朝住呢啲方向去生出爱啦。
So Paul emphasizes that when Timothy instructs the and corrects others, the goal is to lead them towards producing love this way.
咁當然啦，提摩太其實佢自己咧都係要以呢個目標去作為待人處事嘅出發點啦。
Of course, Timothy himself must also take this goal as the starting point in how he handles different matters and relating to others.
係啦，咁咧其實頭先都有提到啦，就話提摩太佢傳嘅係主耶穌基督純正嘅教導嘛。
As mentioned earlier, what Timothy teaches come from the true teaching from the Lord Jesus Christ.
咁而且佢都有權柄啦。
And Timothy was given authority.
咁其實佢咧嘅命令咧，於理而言咧，即係需要頒布出嚟，然後其他人跟住做咪得啦，係咪？
In principle, once he issues a command, others simply need to follow it.
咁而且呢度都係使徒保羅即係叫佢做嘅嘢啦。
And this is what Paul has entrusted Timothy to do.
咁但係保羅咧就提醒佢，其實呢一啲嘅命令啦、祝福啦，背後提醒別人啦，其實一切咧都係為咗愛做目標咧，先至係最重要嘅。
However, Paul reminds him that behind all these instructions, the most important thing is that everything is motivated by love.
咁就好似哥林多前書13:2講啦。
Just like 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 2 says,
我哋用英文读啦。
so let us read together in English, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 2, 1, 2, 3. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and if I have faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing.
系啦，咁好似经文所讲啦，即使我哋有几咁明白圣经啦，几咁识得教导啦，但如果冇爱咧，其实就咩都唔系。
No matter how well we understand the Bible or how capable we are at teaching, without love, we are nothing.
系啦，咁所以咧，睇翻今日嘅经文啦，嘅6至7节啦，系啦。
So if we look at verse 6 to verse 7,
咁就話咧，有啲人就偏離咗呢一個目標喎，偏離咗，係啦。
here we see some people have deviated from the aim.
咁偏離咧呢個字其實就係達唔到目標啦，同埋冇切中個要點嘅意思啦。
The word wandered away means missing the mark or failing to hit the point.
咁所以咧，即使有啲人咧係想透過教導啦、律法啦，係嘗試去命令其他人嘅時候咧。
In other words, some people try to teach the law and issue commands to others.
如果佢個目標咧，其實唔係為咗令到對方咧可以更加有愛心啦，其實結果就會改變咗方向啦。
And they will deviate from the aim if their goal is not to help others to grow in love.
咁變咗佢哋講嘅咧就係虛浮嘅話啦，就係好空洞冇意思嘅話啦。
As a result, yeah, they will speak empty, meaningless words.
亦都係啲好華而不實嘅説話啦，咁樣。
And they are hollow, lacking substance, and merely superficial.
咁嗰啲説話其實有幾冇意思咧？就係連講嗰個人咧，其實都唔知自己係講緊乜。
How meaningless are these words? They are empty that even the speakers themselves do not understand what they are saying
亦都唔知自己其實主張緊啲咩。
or what they are asserting.
咁樣係咪好抽象咧？
Does this sound a bit abstract?
咁有冇一個人係會唔知自己講緊乜嘅咧？
How can someone not understand what they themselves are saying?
咁乜嘢又叫做偏離咗愛嘅目標咧？
What does it mean to deviate from the goal of love?
咁聖經咧其實俾咗一個好鮮明嘅例子我哋。
So the Bible gives us a very vivid example.
咁我睇下一章。
So, next slide.
咁當我哋講到主耶穌基督嘅時候啦， 你觉得佢想我哋谂起边幅图画咧？
So looking at the Lord Jesus teaching, any picture that comes to your mind?
咁呢个系一个审判咁样啦，系嘛？即系火咁样。
So this looks like a judgment, like a fire.
呢个就系十字架啦、光明啦、救恩啦。
And the other picture is like the cross, symbolizing salvation and hope and light.
咁咧，其实喺路加福音9章51至56节啦。
In Luke chapter 9, verse 51 to 56.
咁大家有兴趣可以即系翻去睇啦，自己咁样。
And if you want to read it in detail, you can read it at home.
咁咧，我哋见到雅各同埋约翰咧。就因为一个撒玛利亚嘅村庄咧，唔肯去接待主耶稣。
And there we find the disciples James and John noticing the Samaritans refused to receive Jesus.
咁佢哋咧就想咧从，即系想吩咐火咧从天上降下来，消灭咗呢个村庄。
And James and John wanted to call down fire from heaven to destroy them.
咁呢个降火嘅谂法咧，其实都系引用旧约诶列王记下一章入边啦。先知以利亚咧就两次降火烧死一啲撒玛利亚王派去佢嗰度嘅使者嘅事。
So, this idea of calling down fire was based on the Old Testaments in the First Kings. The prophet Elijah, twice called down fire to consume messengers sent from Samarias.
系啦，咁啊，雅各同约翰其实佢哋系主张紧啲咩咧？
So what were James and John suggesting?
咁佢哋嘅目标咧，其实系想捍卫主耶稣基督嘅荣耀啦。
They wanted to defend Jesus' honor.
咁佢哋就觉得可以用以利亚嘅方式咧，去审判嗰啲拒绝接纳主耶稣、接待主耶稣基督嘅人啦。
Thinking they could use Elijah's methods to judge a Samaritan village that rejected Jesus.
咁但系主耶稣就转身去责备佢哋，
But Jesus turned and rebuked them.
点解咧？
Why?
咁就因为咧，其实喺主耶稣啦多次讲啦，咁例如喺约翰福音3章17节啦，
Because, as Jesus says in John chapter 3, verse 17,
系啦，咁佢被差嚟嘅目标咧，唔系要审判人嘅，
he was sent not to condemn the world,
而系叫人因为佢而得救嘅。
but in order that the world might be saved through him.
咁雅各同埋约翰咧就系偏离咗呢个目标啦。
So James and John had deviated from this goal.
咁所以佢哋唔明白咧，自己咧唔系按天父嘅心意咧去讲嘢同埋做事嘅。
They did not realize that their words and actions were not aligned with the Father's will.
咁所以佢哋讲嘅嘢啦，其实系冇意思，成就唔到乜嘢嘅。
Therefore, their words were meaningless. They accomplished nothing.
就好似咧讲咗都。冇讲等于冇讲一样，
As though they had not spoken at all.
唯一就系引嚟主耶稣对佢哋嘅责备啦。
Instead, they brought upon themselves the Lord Jesus' rebukes.
咁咧，自己去思考呢一个嘅嘢嘅时候咧，都揾到一啲现代嘅例子啦。
When I meditate on this passage, I recall example in recent times.
系啦，咁啊，当我准备。即系信息嘅时候咧，就发生咗一件事啦，一个新闻啦。
So while I was preparing for the sermon, there was an incident that I read on the news,
就系呢一个啦。
which is about this person.
咁就系一个超级市场度做咗17年嘅员工啦。
So, this person was an employee at a supermarket for 17 years.
咁咧，佢就想阻止人去偷嘢喎，喺佢嗰个公司嗰度偷嘢。
He was trying to stop a thief from stealing from the supermarket.
咁啊，嗰個超級市場咧就有一個政策，個原意咧就係保護員工嘅安全嘅。
The supermarket has a policy that is intended to protect their employees.
咁佢哋咧個超級市場就強調呢個世界上冇一樣商品咧係值得用人身安全去交換嘅。
And the company emphasized that no goods are worth risking personal safety.
咁所以咧，佢哋就規定佢哋嘅員工咧。系唔可以去阻止嗰啲偷嘢嘅人。
Therefore, they make it a rule that staffs are not allowed to directly intervene to stop shoplifters.
咁所以咧，雖然呢個員工啦，佢阻止咗人偷嘢啦，
Even though this employee tried to stop a thief,
咁咧佢咧就同公司求情啦，就話我喺呢個公司做咗17年嘢啦，我就當呢個公司咧好似我屋企一樣噶啦。
For this, he was fired, and he pleaded to his company that, he had been working there for 17 years.
咁所以佢經常咧。對於啲人入嚟，即係日日都嚟偷嘢咧，佢覺得好沮喪。
He had regarded the company as his home, and he felt frustrated by frequent thefts.
係啦，咁所以先正係去阻止嗰啲賊嘅啫，咁樣。
That was why he tried to stop the thieves.
咁但係個超級市場咧就認為咧，既然我都預先通知咗所有嘅員工咧，你阻止人偷嘢咧，就會俾公司解雇噶啦，咁樣。
However, the supermarket maintained that all staff had already been informed in advance that intervening in thefts would lead to dismissal.
所以佢哋就決定跟規矩咧，就炒咗呢個職員啦。
As a result, the company decided to fire the employee.
咁啊喺過去即係呢段時間啦，就再發生咗兩件一樣嘅事情啦。
And recently, this similar incident, there's another two more of these
係啊。
kind of incidents.
咁當然我哋就唔了解成件事嘅細節啦，咁樣。
Of course, we do not know all the details regarding these incidents.
咁啊，好难去评论对错啦。
And it's difficult to decide what is right or wrong.
咁但系我哋都可以用呢个新闻咧，去练习一下我哋头先听到嘅嘢。
However, we can use this case to reflect on what we just heard.
咁头先讲嗰个政策嘅目标系咩咧？
And so what was the goal of the company's policy?
即係所有嘅嘢都可以對自己嘅人幫助。
So all the goods cannot worth risking personal safety.
係啦，咁所以個超市咧，因為好多記者去問佢哋嘛。
And many reporters try to get in touch with the supermarkets.
咁佢哋對外公布咧，就係話我都係為咗保護啲員工同埋公司嘅，即係員工安全同公司利益啫咁。
And the supermarket replied, what they did was to protect their employees and also the supermarkets.
咁個政策嘅目標係啱嘅，係咪啊？
So it seems that the aim of the policy is right.
咁係出於愛護員工啦，咁樣。
It was based on loving their own employees.
咁但係佢哋執行呢個程序嘅時候，達到嘅結果就係咩咧？
But when they execute the policy, what was the result?
就係呢個中心嘅員工咧，就俾人解雇咗，失去咗一個佢視為家一樣嘅工作啦。
So this faithful employee who regarded the company as his home was fired.
咁咧，社會嘅輿論都批評咧，呢個超市咧係好冷漠，好冇同理心嘅。
Different people commented the supermarket is have lack of empathy and is not humane.
而且咧，大眾都更加傾向咧，相信咧呢個程序設計背後嘅原因咧，雖然係有保護員工嘅成分喺入邊。
And the public believe that although the policy aim to protect employees,
咁但係更多咧係想個超市咧，希望其實係避免咗公司承擔一啲法律嘅責任同埋風險嘅。
it was also largely designed to avoid legal liability.
咁結果咧，似乎就嚴重咁樣偏離咗咧超市對外公布嘅政策目標咯。
And the result was that what they execute was a huge deviation of what they say they are trying to protect.
咁呢啲例子咧，其實都俾我哋見到啦。淨係用道理啦，同埋權力嘅角度去出發咧，去理解同埋執行命令咧，或者想去糾正人哋咧，其實係唔會為對方帶嚟好處，反而係帶嚟更多嘅傷害啦。
So we can see that if we approach commands or corrections of others purely from the standpoint of rules and authority, and it would end up not benefiting the person or ourselves.
咁好彩，我做嘢嘅超市就冇阻止我哋捉贼啦。
So luckily, the supermarket I worked in didn't say we cannot stop thefts.
如果唔系，一日应该俾人炒咗三四次噶啦。
So otherwise, every day I would be fired three or four times.
咁总结今日想同大家分享嘅第一个重点啦。
So let me summarize the first key point I would like to share with you today.
咁我哋去理解圣经嘅教导啦。
When we seek to understand the teaching of the Bible,
甚至有人只想用呢啲教導去糾正人哋嘅時候啦，
or even trying to use them to correct others.
咁背後嘅動機係咪想出於咧，令到對方，即係係咪出於對對方嘅愛咧？
We must ask ourselves whether our motivation is truly love for the other person.
定係因為純粹因為對方嘅行為，我睇唔過眼，好硬眼咁樣？
Or simply because we cannot tolerate what they are doing.
咁我哋會點樣去選擇提唔提醒對方呢？
Should we keep silence or should we speak?
咁如果要提醒，又點樣提醒呢？
If we choose to speak and to remind, how should we do it?
咁呢啲事情背後嘅目標啦，係咪想令到對方可以更加有清潔嘅心啦、無愧嘅良心啦，同埋無畏嘅信心，從而可以生出愛嚟呢？
It's our goal to help the other person develop a pure heart, a clear conscience, and a sincere faith so that love may be produced in them.
咁嚟到今日第二点想同大家分享嘅啦。
Moving on to the second point.
咁刚才我哋都睇到，提到啦、提醒啦、纠正啦，甚至乎系命令人哋嘅时候咧，出发点咧系出于神嘅爱啦。
So, as mentioned, when we remind, correct, or even instruct others, our starting point should be God's love.
咁而呢一即系我哋点样去睇呢啲糾正啊、提醒啊、命令啊嘅角度咧，當然係好影響我哋咧，對於去接受佢哋嘅時候嘅睇法啦。
In turn, this will greatly influence how we view the instructions or corrections we receive from others.
咁我哋可以再思考多啲啊，我哋睇埋頭先嗰條片嘅下半部分啦。
So let us ponder more about this, and now let us finish the second half of the clip we watched earlier.
好，咁呢一個影片中嘅老闆娘呢，其實佢嗰個表達方式呢，確實係有啲潑辣同埋冇禮貌嘅。
So in this clip, the landlady's way of expressing herself in the video is indeed rather rough and impolite.
咁我哋都要引此為戒啊，唔好學啦。
So we should take care not to do the same.
咁但係純粹從佢做嘅決定啦，同埋出發點嚟睇呢，佢做嘅嘢全部都係為啲租户好嘅。
However, if we look at her motives and decisions purely from the intention, what she did was actually for the good of her tenants.
其實好有愛啦，好有關心啦，
It reflected a certain level of care and concern.
咁啊製造咗一個公平啦、安全啦、誠實啦、充滿關愛嘅市，即係嘅街市啦。
She created a marketplace that was fair, safe, honest, and full of care.
不過從外人嚟睇咧，佢哋嘅出發點咧，可能係從世界嘅角度出發嘅喎。
Yet, from an outsider's perspective, they judge her actions from a worldly point of view.
咁可能社會殘酷嘅洗礼啦，等佢哋全部人，即係我意思係嗰啲網民啦，都係先入為主咁覺得呢個老闆娘咧嘅行為係出於欺壓窮人嘅。
And shaped by the harsh reality of society, they instinctively assumed that the landlady's behavior was oppressive towards the poor.
咁啊，所以咧佢哋會覺得呢個老闆娘係變態啦、嘔心啦、惡毒啦、冇人性啦。就形容佢係吸血鬼啦、野蠻人啦、社會嘅渣滓。
And leading them to see her as perverse, disgusting, malicious, and inhumane. And describing her as a vampire, a barbarian, and a scum of the society.
咁所以我哋啦，去睇神藉住聖經啦，同埋佢嘅仆人啦，向我哋傳達嘅一啲教導、命令同決定嘅時候咧。我哋又系从边个角度去了解嘅咧？
So when we consider the teachings, commands, and decisions that God communicates to us through the Bible and also through his servants, from what perspective do we interpret them?
咁首先啦，我相信神嘅仆人咧，绝对会比影片中嘅老板娘咧更加有智慧同耐性啦。
First of all, we can trust that God's servants are wiser and more patient than the landlady in the video.
咁会用神嘅温柔啦，去劝戒同提醒嘅。
And they admonish and guide others with God's gentleness.
咁但系即使系咁啦，面对即系圣经啦，同埋神嘅仆人向我哋传达嘅教导同提醒嘅时候咧，我哋系咪又可以用一个开放同埋谦卑嘅态度去听咧、听从咧？
Even so, when we face with the teachings and reminders conveyed through scriptures and God's servants, are we always able to receive them with an open and humble attitude?
咁如果我哋系从世界嘅道理出发，而达到世界嘅标准为目标。去質疑呢啲教導命令同決定呢，相信呢係冇可能去認同同埋去理解嘅。
If we approach these teachings, commands, and decisions from a worldly perspective, using the world standard as our benchmark, it's unlikely that we will understand or accept them.
甚至會覺得反感啦，同埋好有壓力啦。
We will feel resistance or feel pressure.
咁但系如果我哋唔好俾自己嘅惯性思维啦，同埋一啲本能反应左右咗啦，
However, if we do not allow our habitual ways of thinking or instinctive reactions to control us,
我哋信得过神藉住佢嘅话语啦，同埋神嘅仆人嘅教导咧，去提醒，都系从神嘅爱呢个角度去出发嘅话咧。
and instead trust that God's teachings and reminders, whether through scripture or his servants, come from his love for us.
咁為咗咧，都係令我哋自己咧係更加有愛心啦，更加能夠完全委身俾神啦，為目標。如果我哋從呢啲角度出發咧，
And if we know that the goal was helping us to grow in love and in our commitment to God,
或者我哋都會更加容易去睇得到咧，其實呢啲命令背後咧嘅目標咧，都係出於愛啦，亦都係指向愛嘅咯。
then perhaps we will find it easier to see that the purpose behind these commands is rooted in love and ultimately points us towards love.
咁今日嘅经文啦，同我哋话俾我哋知咧，其实神嘅心意咧系只有一个嘅啫，
So today's passage tells us that God has only one intention.
就系想我哋生出完全纯粹完全嘅爱啦。
He wants to produce in us a love that is pure and total.
如果我哋偏离咗呢个目标咧，其实我哋会得出嚟嘅理解会好唔一样。
If we deviate from this goal, our understanding will turn out to be very different.
而且如果我哋误解咗、曲解咗神嘅原意啦，
And if we misunderstood or distorted God's original intention,
而我哋又好坚持自己嘅主张咧，先正系更加合理嘅。
and we insist that our own view is more reasonable.
咁除咗其实会显出自己系好无知之外啦，个过程中咧都会生出好多神看嚟毫无意义嘅辩论。
We not only show forth our ignorance, but we will inevitably generate many arguments that are meaningless in God's eyes.
更加好有可能咧，會誤導咗人哋啦，令人哋咧都偏離咗神想我哋行嘅方向啦。
Even worse, we may mislead others and cause more people to stray from the path that God truly intends for us.
係啦，咁想，唔使再啦，咁樣總結今日嘅信息啦。
I would like to summarize today's message.
咁以弗所教會入邊咧，就有人曲解咗一啲聖經入邊教導嘅原意啦。
In the Ephesian church, some people had distorted the original meaning of certain teachings.
咁呢啲曲解咗嘅教導咧，我哋之後有機會再深入睇啦。
Perhaps in the future we can examine these teachings.
咁佢哋咁樣做咧，就誤導咗人咧，就向咗一個同自己一樣偏離咗神嘅心意嘅方向啦。
So these people misled others to follow them in straying from God's intended direction.
而個事實係咧，其實佢哋自己咧都唔明白自己做嘅嘢咧，喺神眼中睇嚟咧係冇意思嘅。
Actually, they themselves did not even understand that. What they were doing was empty and meaningless in God's eyes.
因为佢哋嘅主张咧，系完全唔可以咧达到神想要嘅目标。
Because their claims could not achieve the goal God desires.
咁使徒保罗啦，就要求提摩太咧，按住圣经嘅真理啦，同埋从天父同埋主耶稣基督而嚟嘅权柄啦，命令佢哋唔可以咁样继续做啦。
The Apostle Paul instructed Timothy on the basis of biblical truth and on the authority that comes from God's and the Lord Jesus Christ to command them to stop such behavior.
但同时之间咧，使徒保罗咧都要提醒提摩太咧，呢一啲嘅命令咧嘅目的系出于爱嘅。
Yet at the same time, Paul reminded Timothy that the purpose of these commands is rooted in love.
系希望咧带领对方咧回转归返归回转归翻去神嘅心意嗰度嘅。
With the aim of leading others back to God's will.
其实咧只用道理啦，同埋权柄咧去吩咐人咧做或者停止一啲嘅行为咧，系好容易嘅。
It is easy to use reasoning and authority to tell others to do or to stop doing certain things.
但系天父咧希望我哋做到嘅咧。系出于爱心啦，去让对方明白点样做咧，先正系合神嘅心意啦。
However, what our Heavenly Father desires is for us out of love to help others to understand how to act in accordance with His will.
因为咧，如果冇爱嘅纠正咧，就系控制；
So correction without love becomes control.
冇爱嘅命令咧，会变成伤害；
Commands without love becomes harm.
冇爱嘅教导咧，就会变成虚浮嘅说话。
Teachings without love becomes empty talk.
咁要做到有爱心呢点咧，我哋首先要透过啦，纯洁嘅心啦，无愧嘅良心，同埋无伪嘅信心咧，来达到完全委身俾神嘅。
To be able to live this out, we ourselves must first be totally committed to God through a pure heart, a clear conscience, and a sincere faith.
咁直住咁样咧，我哋都生出个爱心咧，先正会做得到。
Only then we can produce love.
咁相对于呢份完全嘅爱啦，如果我哋偏离咗神嘅心意咧，所做嘅咧就会变到达唔到目标啦，冇效果啦，同唔合神心意啦。
In contrast to this perfect love, if we deviate from God's will, what we do will miss the mark, bearing no fruits and failing to please Him.
咁我哋日常生活啦，同其他人相处咧，系咪都系实践呢个以爱为目标嘅心态咧？
So in our daily life, when we relate to others, do we also have this aim, to help others, sorry, what did you say?
即系我哋同人哋相处嘅时候，系咪都系以爱为目标咧？
So when we relate to others, do we have this aim of love in our minds?
咁同样啦，神俾我哋嘅命令啦，教会俾我哋嘅教导啦，属灵权柄嘅提醒啦，无论我哋中意定唔中意都好啦，我哋又会唔会相信其实都系出于爱心咧？
And the corrections we receive from the scriptures or from the servants of God, do we trust that behind them is out of and rooted in love?
而个目标咧，其实都系想我哋每一个咧，可以更加喺爱入边成长啦。
And the aim is to help us to grow up in love.
神嘅命令咧，唔系为咗控制我哋，系为咗爱嘅。
So God's commands are not for controlling us, but for love.
偏离咗爱咧，我哋就偏离咗真理。
To depart from love is to depart from truth.
咁希望我哋每一个啦，都可以先从神嘅命令入边咧，感受到佢对我哋嘅爱啦。
May we first experience God's love through His commands?
令我哋都可以用呢个爱咧。去劝嗰啲偏离咗目标嘅人回转归向神。
So that we in turn can lovingly guide those who have strayed from the goal to turn back to God.
咁今日信息就到呢度啦。
So this ends, this is the end of my sermon today.
咁我哋有个祷告结束。
So let us close in prayer.
亲爱嘅亚伟阿巴父。
Our dear Heavenly Father Yahweh，
好似開始嘅禱告一樣，都係再次感謝你對我哋嘅愛。
just like the prayer in the beginning, we want to once again thank you for your great love for us.
都係將呢份愛去感動我哋，希望我哋係亦都係用呢一份愛去同身邊嘅人相處。
We pray that your love will touch our hearts so that we may But your love also relate to people around us.
我哋知道，喺個世界上面生活好多時都係會有唔同嘅嘢係影響我哋嘅心思意念。
We know that living in this world, oftentimes there are different things that interferes with our thinking.
求你都係藉住你嘅話語，經常提醒我哋。
We pray that through your words, you often remind us.
亦都藉住聖靈去引導我哋喺生活上邊每一個細節都係做出出於愛嘅行為。
And we also ask that by your spirit, you guide us to make decisions and to conduct ourselves in your love in our daily life.
咁樣做唔單單係為我哋自己好，
The purpose is not only for our own good.
都係希望其他人係可以揾到神理想我哋達到嘅目標。
It's also our desire to help others to truly attain to the goal that you have for us,
就係變得更加有神你自己嘅愛。
which is to truly be filled and living out your love.
係你都去與我哋同在。
We ask that you will be very close with us.
點解我哋散開團體嘅時間，都求你保守我哋，
We pray that you also bless our time of fellowship in a moment.
讓我哋嘅交流、溝通、分享都係有建立同祝福喺入邊嘅。
So that's our communion with one another. We can learn to love and to build up one another in you.
求主垂听简短嘅祷告。
We pray that you will hear our prayers.
Amen.
Amen.